A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Images of many comedians and other celebrities appear alongside text on a brightly colored background. A Netflix is a joke festival special. The best of Netflix is a joke festival. The best of Netflix is a joke, the festival. Text reads, Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill. The bald, white Bill Burr strolls across the stage.
You know what did amaze me during all of this was the amount of shit that doctors got from non-doctors / complete fucking morons. People who had to go to summer school. According to my internet research, if you take a little bleach, vitamin D, and aspirin, the people are like listening to them. Like, my favorite heckle doctors got from people was like, dude, what's the last thing they even cured? What? Fucking polio? It's like, no, HPV. They just came out with the vaccine for HPV. No more warts on your dick. We should be carrying these people around on our shoulders. Thank you for not having to make me go down to the doctor and be like, that's not a birthmark, is it? Or even worse, you're too shy to go, so you try to do self-surgery with a frozen Bud Light can. Stick it on there! Freeze it off!
Bill holds his hand near his crotch.
Bud Light, one of the big sponsors of this comedy tonight. Now, they say that, you know, what is the last thing they cured? How about AIDS? Dude, AIDS was gonna kill everybody. You get it from fucking. It was over. Now look at it. Now you can get it. They give you one pill. It doesn't even show up on a test. You can go out and bang somebody, no condom. They don't even get it, according to my internet research. Don't listen to me, but I think that that's what I overheard in a bar. It's the last thing they cured. Do you know what fake legs looked like when I was a kid? Huh? First of all, there was only one color. It was like Band-Aid color. And everybody knew you had a fake leg, and you're fucking walking down the street. I mean, oh, you've got a fake leg. What do you think happened? Motorcycle accident. Fell down a flight of stairs. Got impatient with a wood chipper. Right?
Bill mimes kicking something, then grins.
Everybody knew you had a fake leg. Now, if you have fake legs, you're not allowed to compete with people with real legs in the Olympics. Because not having legs is now more of an advantage than having real legs. Doctors make better legs than God. All right, your calves and your feet flopping around are no match for a couple of sickles. These people just skiing down the fucking street. You get them by some train tracks that go downhill, you're never gonna see them again.
The Hall, honoring George Carlin, Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, and Richard Pryor.
There's an idea that I hear a lot, where people like to theorize that comedy all comes from a place of pain and sadness. And people like to talk about comedians as if we do what we do because of some inner darkness. And this is especially thrown around when discussing Robin Williams. And with all due respect, fuck off with that shit.
Like, John Mulaney.
Have a little respect for a brilliant artist who was just more talented than you. That's what was happening. Making people laugh is incredibly fun. The art form of comedy is a joy to perform, and being a comedian is not a psychiatric condition. Are many of us also very fucked up, myself included? Yes, but whatever. You know, there are depressed people who don't even have the decency to be great comedians. Why don't you pick on them for a change?
Snoop Dogg's Fucking Around comedy special. Mike Epps, a black man with a beard and earring, paces.
I'm getting old now, and I eat about 5 Tums a day. I eat them like candy. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Mike mimes eating something.
Everything I eat burn. Eating pussy. I need a Tums. I got a buddy got shot in the stomach. He had a shit bag on, you know. Yeah, he had a shit bag on, but he still kept living. But the nigga taught karate. The nigga was a karate instructor. I said, you gotta take off work, man. You walking around with a shit bag. He said, no, I gotta keep teaching karate. Anyway, somebody then jumped up and did a roundhouse and kicked the bag. Bam! Bag just splattered all in the karate place.
At the side of the stage, the black, long-haired Snoop Dogg chuckles.
Now the word is Big Tony got the shit kicked out of him yesterday at the karate place.
Pete Davidson presents The Best Friends, Carly Aquilino.
Do I have two tampons in right now? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know where they go. Honestly, I have no idea. I lose them constantly. I have no idea where they are. That's my biggest fear as a grown woman. Can you imagine? By the way, that happened to me. And I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you guys everything. So I went to go to the bathroom. And I pull my pants down, and I look down, and I saw two strings. And I was like,
Carly covers her mouth.
Am I a ceiling fan? Like, why? Why exactly are there two strings coming out of my body right now? I don't know if you guys know this. Anything more than one string is classified as an emergency. Like, that's bad. It's a bad vibe. I had to go to the doctor, my poor gyno, this poor woman. I feel so bad for her. She hates me. I know that she does. I'm always going to her with problems that I make up. Like, I always think I'm pregnant. Every single month, I think I'm pregnant. Even if I don't have sex, I'm like, I don't know, happened to Mary. Like, it could definitely happen to me. The last time I went into her for that, she said, let me ask you a question. She said, the person that you were with, did he withdraw?
Carly makes a face, then raises a finger.
Took me a second. Definitely took me a second to realize what she said. And then when I figured it out, I was like, that was so classy. Like, honestly, I felt like a princess. I was like, this was really nice for me. Thank you so much. I never heard it said that way. Withdraw? I was like, girl, he deposits. She's making a lot of transactions, and it's bad.
That's my time with David Letterman, Sam Morrill.
I'm in therapy, obviously, and I was talking to my therapist. He goes, you tend to pursue damaged people and then try to help them. And I was like, you too. We both do that. I ran into my biological father on the street the other day, and he lives right by me. And I was telling my friend, he goes, is your biological father a good person? And I said, if he were, I probably would not refer to him as my biological father.
Sam grins.
I think most people go with dad. I have a really good dad, though, but then I have this other guy. He lives 9 blocks from me. So I go to his apartment once, and he's just petting a cat. And I was like, what's up with the cat? He goes, I rescued her from the side of the road, and then I nursed her back to health. And I was like, so you did have it in you.
Amy Schumer presents Parental Advisory. Jay McBride.
Y'all know I'm trans, right? Y'all figured that out already? Look at you. You bunch of L.A. detectives. Y'all are like, of course I know. I'm from Kansas, not from Mars. I can tell. Now, the weird thing is, I wasn't trans before I got the vaccine.
Jay shrugs. She shifts her weight and shakes her head.
Fucking Johnson & Johnson, I swear to God. One shot my ass. No, I actually transitioned 15 years ago, don't clap. I only did it to compete in the Olympics. I'm no hero. But man, and I knew early on, real early, when I was like 5, we took the dog to the vet to get fixed, and I was in the back yelling, do me next.
Jay raises a hand.
I have an uncle who's a priest. Yeah, he said to me once, he said, I don't ever want to watch you do comedy because I don't want to listen to you talk about having sex with a man. So I just send him pictures.
She stands with one arm across her and a grin on her face.
That wasn't his reaction. No, people always say, if you were raised more religiously, you would have turned out normal. No. I'm like, honey, I was an altar boy. And I loved it. My dad thought that being an altar boy would turn me into a man, but apparently sitting around in a dress drinking wine all day didn't do the job.
Stand Out, an LGBTQ plus celebration. Joel Kim Booster.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I am not on the market anymore. I am happily taken. I have a boyfriend. Who in here is in love? Yeah. Do you hear how happy we sound? Amazing. Yeah, I love my boyfriend so much. He's my soulmate. But I will say there is just one little issue with him, and that is that he is white.
Ooh!
But don't worry, he is one of the ones who's like, I'm sorry, you know? He feels worse about it than I do. He is white, but on any given night, he does have a little bit of Asian DNA in him. Hey! He hates that joke. But he is the bottom, so he has to take it. Yeah.
That's My Time with David Letterman. Naomi Ekperigin.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
May I touch your beard?
The bespectacled white David Letterman nods.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't want everybody in here touching it.
I know.
Because it will create frenzy. I've seen it happen before. People will be unable to control themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll be up here having my beard pet all night.
Okay, come in.
I'll do whatever you like.
Just come in, okay?
They both stand. Naomi pats the bottom of David's bushy white beard.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Was that all you had hoped?
Well, yes, it is. You know what? It's the texture. It's like a nice, soft cotton candy vibe, but also well-conditioned.
Thank you very much.
Well-conditioned.
Mm-hmm. And periodically, if you're lucky, you might find lasagna in there.
Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill, Steph Tolev.
Dating in L.A. is a nightmare. Can we agree? It's a fucking piece of shit dating here. Yeah. Four people, the rest of you in love. Go suck my ass. Pieces of shit. I'm a boiled ham in Los Angeles on Tinder. Don't relax. I'm a hot piece in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so don't worry. Oh yeah, yeah. Get my tits sucked right off in Michigan. Feels good. I will say though, I did clean up on Tinder in LA during the pandemic because, ooh, all the hot boys, you got real sad, didn't ya? You got real lonely. And you got real desperate. And all the pretty blonde girls didn't swipe right, did they? Guess who did? Old Steffi T crawled out of the well. I'm like, I'll suck your little dick. I don't give a shit. Nobody else is going through. I'm all you got. Oh, yeah, I fucked a bunch of tens. Felt good, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Felt good to be on top for once. It really did. Yeah. One cried, Paul. Yeah, he was very upset. He's like, will you please turn the lights off? Like, we're keeping them on. I need to remember this. Knee on his throat. That's too far for you guys. Not a big knee on throat crowd. Okay, good. I was being disgusting during the pandemic, though, just being a real gross person. I was having sex outside. I'm like, you can't get COVID if you're in a field. You can get chlamydia, though. You can. Yeah. But... is it chlamydia if all the STD clinics are closed?
Steph holds out her arms.
Yeah, it was chlamydia. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You need a pill for that drip. Big time.
Snoop Dogg's Fucking Around comedy special.
G-Ray motherfucking day. They know you're
getting it. Snoop Dogg, y'all. Snoop Dogg in the building.
D-Ray Davis.
Oh, shit, this is an honor, Snoop.
Come on, God.
This is an honor, nigga. I know all your lyrics, my nigga.
For real?
Yeah, which one do?
Oh, you the one, oh, Knee Dick.
My favorite shit?
What's
Let
that?
It Out, my favorite Snoop record.
For real?
Yeah, that's my shit.
I wish I knew how that shit went. I'd be so high, I'd be forgetting
Ain't
half
that about
the songs
a bitch.
I wrote. Nah, for real, some of my songs, I gotta have a teleprompter so I can remember the words and shit.
No, No, fuck that Snoop. I got a Snoop story for you real quick.
Talk to me.
We're not making this up. On God, it's funny, he just said this shit. You had a video shoot. I forgot whose song it was, but Lil Jon was there. His son was young then. His son kept eating all the fucking peanut butter sandwiches. So while Lil Jon was doing the video, Lil Jon's son was taking advantage of the fucking crafty, fucking it up. Snoop doing the song. The whole time Snoop doing the song, he keep turning around. And I was like, damn, that nigga got a little mood to this shit. I said, that's a cool move you did. And that nigga said, no, I forgot my lyrics. I was looking at him. He had a piece of paper in his hand.
Snoop grins and leans sideways.
This hip-hop.
True story, on God.
This hip-hop, you gotta have cheat notes, man. Shit, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. We love you, nigga.
Thank you
real
for
shit.
The marijuana.
Yeah, go and get out, nigga. I got one roll for you right here. This shit right here.
This roll for me?
That shit right there.
This looks healthy.
That shit right there is the one, not the two. Put some fire on that bitch.
Oh, shit. Where the fucking light
right
at,
there.
Nigga? I don't use this smoke weed on motherfucking, yes, I do.
This is a Snoop Dogg Netflix production. It's called Fucking Around. We just fucking around. You know, we got some beautiful people in the house tonight that came out to have a good time.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Ladies Night Live, Michelle Buteau.
I don't know if you guys remember this. Like at the beginning of quarantine, when we were told that we have to stay home for 2 weeks. Do you remember that? And I was like, 2 weeks? What am I gonna do for 2 weeks? That's so long. I was doing what everybody else was doing. I was like, check out my banana bread, ow, super moist. Shut up. Truly, all my Insta stories were like, it's quarantini time. Then 3 months in, oh, I was a mess. I was a mess. I went to my Instagram just to see how messy I was, and I had this one post, and it was just like, hey guys, how you doing? Don't answer that, I know it's a loaded question. Can you just drop me your favorite quote in times of peril? What? Drop me your favorite quote. If your girl is asking you to drop your favorite quote, you need to check on that bitch. She is not well. I am not well. It really was like the upside down in Stranger Things. I mean, my friends were so messy. Like, my friends with hair were bald. My friends that were bald had hair. It was crazy! When I finally saw my hairdresser, first of all, black hairdressers should have been deemed essential workers, okay? When I finally saw my hairdresser a year and a half later, I was more excited to see her than my mom. I was like, that son at the end of The Color Purple, I was like, mama.
Michelle mimes clapping and reaching out.
Mama. Some of y'all need to see The Color Purple. We got a reboot.
That's my time with David Letterman, Brian Simpson.
No, seriously, like, I hate everybody. And my reasons for hating people are getting pettier and pettier. Like, I can't explain it, man, but when I meet somebody that doesn't know the difference between the word ammonia and the word pneumonia, it just, like, I don't think you should die, but I don't think you should be able to vote either, because both of those things can kill somebody. So when I hear some dumbass go, oh, he died of ammonia, we don't know how he died, do we? Was it a chest infection or a cleaning accident? Nobody knows, because you're stupid.
The portly black Brian shifts his narrow-eyed gaze.
And this might seem petty, but like, no matter how much I love you, if I'm trying to show you a movie that's amazing and you get up to go to the bathroom and I offer to pause it so you don't miss nothing and you decline, I hope you die in the fucking bathroom. I do. I feel betrayed and sitting here for 45 minutes being fake as hell, pretending to love something I love, you know? Like we don't got two iPads and another TV, we could watch separate shit. I don't like people with kids either. Yeah, fuck you guys. I don't hate every parent, but it's just some of you young people don't get it yet. But like, once you over the age of 27, people with kids act like they outrank you in the world, you know? People with children will act like if you don't have children, you're not allowed to point out when they being a shitty parent. It's the first thing out of their mouths. Do you have kids? No, then I need you to mind your fucking business. You know what I mean? Like, I don't recognize danger because I pull out. You know what I mean?
Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill, Michelle Wolf.
I want women to get ahead. Yeah, we only needed four. I want women to get ahead, but I just don't know if it's gonna happen. Because we're not good at it. Like, we have the first female vice president, and everyone got really excited. They were like, now little girls everywhere. Little girls everywhere will know it's possible. Yeah, little girls everywhere else already knew it was possible. America's like the last place to have a female leader. She's not even really the leader. We're like the last place to have a female leader. Kosovo's been a country for 13 years. They've already had two female leaders. Germany had Angela Merkel for, I don't know how long, long enough for me to know it's Angela. Myanmar's one of the least developed countries in Asia. It's had a female leader who's been overthrown by the military twice. And each time, that little Asian lady claws her way back up to the top.
The curly-haired Michelle grins.
She is definitely not a white woman. She would have just stayed down and been like, this is not fair.
A white woman in the crowd laughs.
And they only do this when good things happen to women. They don't do this when bad things happen to women or when women achieve bad things. You know, like when Two Girls, One Cup came out, no one was like, now, little girls.
Standout, an LGBTQ plus celebration. Trixie Mattel.
Hey, rich people, I know you feel me, rich people. Don't you hate it when the hooker turns out to be 17?
Trixie, a blonde, white drag queen with elaborate makeup, plays guitar and shakes her head vaguely.
It's like, I'm pretty sure I paid for 16.
An arced rainbow pattern projects on the curtain behind her.
Hey, rich people, just us, rich people. Don't you hate it when the valet smokes in your car and you have to throw the whole thing away?
Trixie stares off and shakes her head.
And have him killed. Hey, rich people, I know you feel me, rich people. Don't you hate it when it's New Year's Eve in West Hollywood and you're with Pamela Anderson and Johnny Weir? And all of a sudden, Pamela says, we should go to Vegas. And you go, Pamela, we haven't even packed. And she pulls out her Visa Platinum card and goes, we're packed.
Trixie Mimes holding up a credit card.
Three days later, you wake up in front of the Bellagio Hotel wearing nothing but flip-flops. And the hooker you order passes away. And you have to change your name to Trixie Mattel.
Trixie shifts her eyes and cocks her head. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Ladies Night Live. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
We have a second here. Should we talk to each other or take a question from the audience?
Oh, God, take a question. I don't.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cheese? Yes. I love them all equally. I mean, they're all God's children.
I used to prefer hard cheese, but, you know, now I'll settle for a semi-hard cheese.
A woman in the crowd pinches the bridge of her nose. Amy Schumer presents Parental Advisory, Rachel Feinstein.
My husband's a fireman. I think he's a fireman. Thank you. He could just be a stripper with a fireman costume. But this is my life now. I just have to go to these like Staten Island FDNY dinner dances and he'll just deposit me at like a shrimp station somewhere. I'm always the only Jew. All the women are named Gina. There's just like a sea of Ginas. Just rows of hoisted tanned racks and shimmering crucifixes. The men, the way they congratulated us, the other firemen, when we had a baby was terrifying. They'd be like, beautiful thing right there, huh? Little tiny baby girl. You gotta cherish her now, all right? While she's young. I'm like, why does this feel like an active threat somehow? They're like, you know what? At the end of the day, it's about family, all right? Remember that. It's about family. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm about to get offed on The Sopranos whenever you guys greet us? They always sound like they're about to admit something they can't hold in any longer. They'd be like, you know what? The days are long and the years are short, all right? You gotta cherish her right now, okay? Killed my first wife, Diane. I'm like, I don't think you meant to say that out loud, Dino.
Rachel grins and points.
Diane went fast toe, you know? I watched the light go out in her eyes, all right? Everybody's good? Everybody's safe? Things are good? But that's my type. You know, your type is your type. You can't change your type. I just like a thick-necked, ignorant-looking man. That's what I like. I like a guy that looks like he'd say, follow the money when he's talking about the vaccine. The guys are generally named Vinny. There's an occasional Dino. But yeah, one of the Vinnies came up to us and goes, you gotta take it to Disney, though. That's the real family experience. You gotta take it to Epcot. And then he goes, that's the real Japan at Epcot, you know? That's like legit Japan, with no irony whatsoever. He's like, people think you gotta spend all this cash and fly all the way to Japan, but it's a fucking scam. He referred to traveling the world as a scam somehow. And Epcot as reality. That was real life in Vinny's mind.
The Hall, honoring George Carlin, Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, and Richard Pryor.
1972, George Carlin uttered the seven words you cannot say on television. Shit, piss, cunt, fuck, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
John Stewart.
I was 9. And I fell in love. I didn't know any of it, what it meant, but the tits bit. Cheese tits. It was then that George Carlin established himself as a counterculture hero. But it wasn't just about saying the words. He had a point to it. It was the absurdity that these seven words carried power when they were just words. They weren't deeds, they weren't thoughts, they weren't bad intentions, they were just words. George Carlin was arrested, Lenny Bruce was arrested, they were sued, they were taken to court, they were brought in on charges for saying words. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 50 years ago. Today, those would be the titles of the next 7 Netflix shows.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Ladies Night Live, Eliza Schlesinger.
Are we too woke? Look at all the white people look around like, is it okay? I'm watching your little heads like, is it okay? I just, whatever you want, I'm terrified. I think it's fair to say that we have been in a woke off these last few years, just trying to outperform each other, whoever's woke is. That is my greatest fear. As a white liberal woman, obviously I'm liberal, I'm in all leather. I mean, and I do stand up. Like, of course I voted for Joe Biden, I had no choice. That is my greatest fear. You can clap, it's a comedy show. All the white people, I felt your buttholes just go like, oh my God, please. That is my greatest fear as a white liberal woman, is that I will be outwoked by another white liberal woman. That is all of our fears. We've talked about it at the meetings. That is all of our fears. That is my greatest fear, is that I'm gonna be standing around talking to my black friends. I'm sorry, my black friend. And
Eliza grins and moves her hand vaguely back and forth, palm upward.
Another white liberal woman is gonna come out. Another white liberal woman with my same face and my same bullshit fine arts degree from back east. Her name is like Rachel or like Aubrey is gonna come up. and just rock me on some like civil rights trivia that like I should have known. And then I'm gonna have to pivot and I'm gonna have to be like, oh, I didn't know who Ta-Nehisi Coates was, but I saw Judas and the Black Messiah. And then she'll be like, I saw it too, I went to the premiere. I'll be like, you lying bitch, there was no premiere. It was a digital release. And then to bury her in my wokeness, I will pivot harder. And I'll be like, you know, it's not just African-Americans who feel marginalized, it's also Latino, which is different than Chicano, which is different than Hispanic, which is different than Latinx, a term that only white people use. I am the woke one.
She pumps her fist.
The wokest.
Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill, Jimmy Carr.
I say you could joke about anything, but not with anyone. I think with you good people this evening, I should be fine, right?
The white, dark-haired Jimmy turns his palms upward, then rubs them together.
Well, let's see, shall we? We'll put that to the test. Having sex is like riding a bike. My uncle taught me when I was a kid.
He looks around, then grins and nods.
People say the best things in life are free, but those people have clearly never had sex.
He looks shiftily back and forth.
I like it when the girl puts the condom on for you, but I was asked to leave the pharmacy. My girlfriend doesn't think that her sister is trustworthy, but believe me, that girl can keep a secret.
He cocks his head and presses his hands together.
Is anyone here in a controlling relationship? Raise your partner's hand.
Jimmy gestures to a raised hand in the crowd.
I want One Direction to do a BTS covers medley at my funeral, because that way, I'll be glad I'm dead. Now, you might think this is silly, but I assure you, it's absolutely true. When Zayn left One Direction, for me, it was like 9/11. Yeah, I didn't care about that either. Well, there's a real generational divide there. I could see some people are looking at me like 9/11, steady on. And other people are looking at me like One Direction don't take their name in vain. I was actually supposed to be on one of the planes on 9/11, but the more interesting story is how I met Osama.
That's My Time with David Letterman. David addresses an audience member.
What is your name, ma'am?
Gina Roth.
Gina? I just need the first name for legal purposes, you understand. Gina, may I have the first card? Yeah, you're not taking those home. You're assisting Daddy.
Oh,
yeah, you're Paul, that's right.
Gina hands a card to David.
I have here, ladies and gentlemen, things you never hear in Los Angeles. We got these from the library. Things you never hear in Los Angeles. Maybe this shouldn't have been made into a movie. Never hear. Never hear in Los Angeles. I mow my own lawn. Sorry, I didn't text you. I was driving. Never here in Los Angeles. Can we get some more butter? Come on, let's stay until the end of the game.
He tosses the card. Standout, an LGBTQ plus celebration, Margaret Cho.
And I was gay because we were gay, because you had to be gay. You had to be strong. As a lesbian, we had to be strong in the 80s because our brothers, our gay men, were dying of AIDS. So we had to be there for them, be strong for them, be courageous for them. And they were learning how to have safer sex and use condoms. So lesbians, in solidarity, were using dental dams.
She bends forward and shakes her head.
There's nothing sadder than trying to eat pussy through a piece of plastic.
She opens and closes her mouth with an exaggerated expression.
Just trying to gum that pussy. It's like talking to the pussy in prison behind the glass on the phone.
Margaret frowns and holds out her hand. Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill, Ian Edwards.
Let me just ask one question before I get out of here. Why do pregnant couples have gender reveal parties when they don't know what gender their kid is gonna claim? Right? Why don't they just wait a few birthdays and then let the kid tell them? And then they can have the party. You know, what if you're wrong? You're gonna be wrong and burn down half of California? Then you have this video of this party that you threw for your kid that you could never show your kid. And then you gotta tell everybody who was at the party, don't ever tell my child about that fucking party. And you know the kid's gonna find a video. And one day he's like, hey, y'all, get in here. What the fuck is this? That smoke ain't me. Can't believe you spent all this money on this party, and I need that money for my operation. So I could be who I really want to be. All I'm saying is, if you're a dad and you always wanted a son and the smoke is pink, don't give up.
That's My Time with David Letterman. Robin Tran.
Hey everyone, how's it going? It's so good to see everyone. I'm just kidding, guys, I don't talk like that. my name is Robin Tran, and I am transgender, and that is a coincidence.
The dark-haired, Asian, bespectacled Robin shifts her weight and shrugs.
Someone always thinks that I transitioned for one pun, and that's not why I did it. The best thing about coming out as transgender, actually, is that people have been so thrown off by this that they've totally forgotten to be racist. So it's the best thing that's ever happened. That's great. I get asked a lot of annoying questions about my transition. Get asked a lot about the surgery. I'm so sick of people asking me if I'm going to get the surgery, okay? Because look, I don't know what you think I have underneath my dress. But I'll tell you what I don't have is $100,000. So... Oh, she's still got a dick and balls. Okay, I get it. All right, sorry.
The Hall, honoring George Carlin, Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, and Richard Pryor.
I am here to present tonight's In Memoriam segment because recently comedy has lost Norm Macdonald, Louis Anderson, Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried, and Will Smith.
Jeff Ross.
Any Gilbert Gottfried fans here tonight?
A photo of Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried, Norm Macdonald, and Jeff Ross.
I loved Gilbert. I did get to see Gilbert in the hospital right before he passed away. I'm glad I got the chance to thank him for being my pal, and I held his hand and I said goodbye. It was hard for the doctors to pronounce an exact time of death because Gilbert's eyes were always kind of closed.
Jeff squints and holds out his hands.
I know we got some Norm Macdonald fans here tonight. Norm had so many jokes that I think about all the time. Whenever daylight savings time rolled around, Norm would always say, I give it 6 months. Where are my Bob Saget fans?
Jeff taps the mic against his chest. A photo of Bob, Louis Anderson, and Gilbert.
Bob was like my brother. I hope everyone here has a friend like Bob. He was this gigantic TV star, but he lived his life like a comedian. He even died like a comic on the road alone in a hotel room. He slipped and hit his head, which is kind of poetic for a guy who hosted America's Funniest Home Videos.
Jeff puts a hand on his stomach and bows his head.
If Bob were here, he'd be like, can I use that? That's good.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Ladies Night Live, Tracy Ashley.
I just want to be thin enough this summer to get into a pair of capri pants. Some people want to get into a bikini. I want to get into capris because I want to frolic.
Tracy kicks her foot out behind her.
That's what skinny girls do when they wear capri pants. You see them outside frolicking because that's when they eat. They eat the air. They're like, arr!
She gulps.
Arr! Oh, my God, I am so full. I have had too much oxygen. When you're a little bit bigger, you don't frolic. You say shit like, I'll meet you over there.
Tracy frowns and points.
Save me a seat. And listen, I got the skinny legs to do the kickoff right here, but I can't get the lift off, right? Because I got this fupa right up under here. It lowers my center of gravity. I can't get taken.
That's My Time with David Letterman, Rosebud Baker.
It got very sad, dating. It got worse after Me Too. I don't know how. I do know how. It's that it turns out it's actually far creepier to hear a guy ask for consent. It's like you bring a guy home to your apartment, he'll put one hand on your tit and be like, do you consent to this? You're like, can you just kill me? It'd be way hotter if you ended my life.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Ladies Night Live.
We have more amazing comedians coming up, but first I want to ask Jane if she knows anything about the time that
Sorry, we're late, we're late.
June Diane Raphael and Brooklyn Decker.
Our names weirdly weren't on the list out there. I don't know how that happened, but I'm not sure if you put our married names down or.
A man married you?
I'm sure it was a mix-up, Mom. Truly, it was just not a big deal.
Please stop calling me Mom. Jane, you promised me that after we wrapped Grace and Frankie, they wouldn't bother us again.
These two are so funny.
We weren't joking.
Sure, okay. Sure. Any hoosies. So Brooklyn and I know how hard it's been for you to end Grace and Frankie and say goodbye to your baby girls.
It wasn't hard at all. It was the easiest thing in the world.
And so we wanted to surprise you both and remind you that we're always just a phone call away. Well, Brooklyn, they know that because that's why they are always sharing their locations with
us. I have got to figure out how to get them off my cell phone. I don't, is it in the settings?
No, let's just throw our phones away.
Yes, that's a good idea.
We love you both so much, and so we wanted to raise a glass to celebrate you both.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look. Regular people are getting margaritas, too.
Servers pass out drinks.
So nice. Mamas, it's been such an incredible pleasure to spend the last 8 years with you on Grace and Frankie.
Oh, God.
Here's to the last 7 seasons of Grace and Frankie.
People raise their glasses. Jane drinks, then doubles over.
Oh, my God. I told you.
Oh, but it's so strong.
I told you not to drink it.
Stronger than that security guard out there. Oh, my God.
Okay, madres, let's all squeeze together, because I'm sure the regular people in the front row want a picture of the Fab Four.
Absolutely not. No, fuck no. Okay. I'm not.
That's My Time with David Letterman, Phil Wang.
I'm fascinated by where you were born. Is there a lot of comedy in Malaysia when you were there? Has it developed now?
When I was a kid in Malaysia, there was one stand-up comedian, a guy called Harith Iskandar. Mm-hmm. He was just, the whole Malaysia had one stand-up comedian, so he was busy. He was running around.
was it somebody you enjoyed, somebody you were impressed by? Was he funny?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, he actually was the first stand-up comedian I ever saw. I accompanied my mother to a medical conference because I was just a very cool kid. And at these conferences, they often have, like, corporate entertainment, and there was comedy, and on came Harith Iskandar, the only comedian in Malaysia, and he did this magical thing where he just spoke on a stage with a microphone and made people laugh. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what is this wizardry? And I thought, I'm going to do that. Sorry, mother, not medicine, that. And, yeah, so Harith Iskandar was the only... But now they're from many more. Now
well,
many.
How old were you when you left there?
I left Malaysia when I was 16.
So then you move to England, you go to, I've heard of Bath.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would go to Bath, but there you were.
Well, it's just where my mom got a gig, or job, I guess, doctors call them.
a medical gig.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a hospital there. They were like, come do a gig at this hospital.
And the culturally, the differences, night and day, I guess?
Well, I mean, Bath is a very white city, even for England. I mean, Bath is a town for people who find Idaho too ethnic. You know what I mean? Yes.
Amy Schumer presents Parental Advisory. Christina Pachitsky.
So I have a 3-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy and a husband. So, you know, I see more dicks than an episode of Euphoria on any given day. Don't you love Euphoria? That's such a middle-aged mom show. I know, Euphoria is Cobra Kai with titties. It is the best.
The blonde, white Christina beams and touches her chin.
So people are always telling me, they're like, you know, Christina, those kids, they grow up so fast. I'm like, do they? What are you feeding yours? Because I would like to speed this shit up, okay? And it's not the kids that bum me out, it's the parenting world. Because there's way too many demands on parents. Like, now I gotta dress my children in organic, cotton, gender-neutral clothing. I have to find them inclusive, non-ableist toys. And you gotta breastfeed until they're in college. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. There was a woman in my Mommy and Me class breastfeeding her 4-year-old. I'm sorry, 208-week-old, yes.
She gives an open-mouthed smile.
Will Mackenzie be weaned in time for prom? My parents didn't do shit. Right? Parents before never had to do anything. My parents didn't even put a seatbelt on me in the car. I used to ride in the back of my dad's pickup truck in a lawn chair. And then I would hang out trying to tag street signs. And then when the cops pulled you over, he'd let you play with his gun.
She grins and nods.
But today, oh my God, the parents, they're all freaked out. You ever see these, like these helicopter moms? These helicopter moms, yeah. So I go to the park and that's me time. You know, I have a beer, I chill out. You just let him run. That's what the park is for. Yeah. Right. But then I see these poor helicopter moms. And look, I get it. I was like that after my first kid. You ever see that mom that's just trying to do it right? You're just trying to do it right. And she's narrating everything the kid is doing as they're doing it. Like, okay, good job, Cooper. Good job, Cooper. Yeah, Cooper, now put your foot on the ladder, Cooper. Good job, put your foot on the ladder, Cooper. Now run across, Cooper, run across, Cooper, run across, Cooper. Good job, Cooper, good job, Cooper. Would you like a snack, Cooper? Cooper, snack, snack, Cooper, Cooper? How about a cheese stick? How about a cheese stick? Water, 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 Cooper, Cooper, snack, 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 snack.
Christina rolls her eyes and opens her mouth. She holds up a hand.
Oh. Oh, until finally, little Cooper couldn't take it anymore. And he goes, I need space! I almost high-fived that kid. I was like, look at you asserting boundaries with your mother.
Well, that took me 10 years in psychotherapy. You just figured that out?
Snoop Dogg's Fucking Around comedy special, Donnell Rawlings.
Now, WAP is what get motherfuckers in a toxic relationship. Look, they're gonna bitches with the WAP right there. If you don't know WAP, these niggas look like they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy make that pullout game weak. You fucking with some wet ass pussy. Megan Thee Stallion came on that track. I thought I was listening to a female E-40. That bitch said, swallow me, gotta be zip, wow, 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 wow. Swallow me, gotta be zip, wow, wow, wow. Swallow, wow, 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 you gotta be. Wet ass pussy. Grab a mop.
He points into the audience.
White man, are you listening to me right now? Grab a mop and a bucket for this wet ass pussy. A mop and a bucket. Bitch, your water broke. You pregnant, bitch. That baby about to crown out there, pussy.
The bald black Donnell bends forward and slides his hands up and down on either side of his head. Off to the side, Snoop cracks up.
That pussy is wet. Sir, you've been around some wet ass pussy, right? Imagine this. You getting the pussy wet, right? You like this. I don't know how you do it, nigga. That's how I do it. I don't make no eye contact, nigga. I don't even look at the bitch.
He waggles his hand and turns away.
I'm Michael Jackson.
He slides out his heels, bites his lip, and wiggles his head. He stomps.
You getting the pussy wet. You doing this. I don't know. I got another move. It's called a gunshot. Look at me, nigga. You take your hand, make it look like a gun, then you hit the pussy like this. Fire! Fire!
Donnell makes a gun with his hand and backs up.
Like you in Long Beach, a drive-by. Fire! 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 You hit that pussy like this. Fire!
He kneels and reaches through a stool as he moves his head back and forth.
Fire! I got this another move. It's for you. You an old nigga. The nanu nanu, nigga. Hit that shit like this. Nanu, nanu. Imagine you doing all these moves. Fat. Nanu, nanu. And all of a sudden you like, fuck.
Donnell wipes his hand on his clothes.
Jesus. I need a mop and a bucket. Another fun fact you might not know about this pussy, sir. This pussy don't even have a job. Cardi B say, I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring. You guessed it. Wet ass pussy. I was like, wait a minute, bitch. You don't cook or clean? I was like, I don't know about that. I'm old, bitch. I get hungry. Fuck your wet ass pussy. I need a drier pussy than this. I need some dry ass pussy to make some buttermilk biscuits, bitch. Fuck your... I need some dry ass pussy with a laryngitis voice, an ashy ass voice. Yeah, you fucking wet up. Dry pussy sound like Cat Williams. You fucking wet up, dry.
Snoop raises a fist to his mouth and stomps his foot.
I want that pussy sound like Cat Williams and Con. Yes, you fucking wet up, dry ass pussy.
Donnell rubs his hand by his crotch. Standout, an LGBTQ plus celebration. Marsha Warfield.
I like younger women. Yeah, I like them still juicy.
Marsha, a light-skinned black woman, sports a dark buzz cut and grins.
I'm looking for a hot young thing, somebody about 50. 55, something like that. I don't know where I'd meet her, because I don't know where the old lady gay bars are. But I do know what I'd say to her. I got it all planned out. I would catch her eye across a crowded room, give her a little wink, and a smile, and say, hey, girl, you see these?
She points to her teeth.
They come out.
She raises her eyebrows and nods. The title appears, The Best of Netflix is a Joke, The Festival. Audio description provided by International Digital Center, written by Dakota Green, voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits, executive producer, Mike Bertolina. Producer, Ann Harris. Line producer, Ryan Kuharik. Editor, Ian Kornblut. Copyright 2022 Netflix. Logo, All Things Comedy.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.